streak of six games. We haven't seen a lot of those. We've seen AJ kind of take those a little bit.
Yeah.
That's about it. We've seen way more players settle for that. That's what that is to me. That's a settle jump shot. That's not a go-to move, right?
Right. No, in this analytical world, too, it's like defense is what they want you to do, right?
Absolutely.
First free throw is good for Storr.
And I just, there's been too many guys that have settled for that 15-foot jump shot so far.
45-29, Arizona, with 38.6 seconds left in the first half. Storr with 6 points, made the first free throw and missed the second, follow the rebound. So the streak ends at 22 in a row for A.J. Storr. 35 seconds left in the first half, 45-29, Arizona. Jaden Bradley on the floor, right lane line. Ball got knocked in the air, pulled down by Storr. On the run, off the turnover, down the lane to the rim. Layup good. A.J. Storr just going end to end, 45-31, Arizona. 15 seconds left in the half. Boswell being bothered by Hepburn. Shot clock is dark. 10 seconds left in the half. Boswell, Abalo setting the screen. Boswell will use it. Long three, straight on, straight in for Colin Boswell. And that's how the first half will end. Arizona leading by 17.
Tough half as far as defense. They've given up 48. A couple of, you know, rules and principles that they've broken. Arizona's made a pay.
To the tune of 8 of 17 from the three-point line, 18 of 32 overall. At the half in Tucson, Arizona. Arizona 48, Wisconsin 31. Before we throw to a commercial, let's pause. Seconds for state at the half. Arizona 48, Wisconsin 31. We're back with the halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
At the half in Tucson, Arizona 48, Wisconsin 31. Butchie, the Wildcats with 15 assists already in the first half. Really sharing it well.
Right? Well, they're sharing it, right? They're creating closeouts. Wisconsin's closing out, and it's the extra passes that they're making as far as why it's hard. And then you look at the three-point line, they're 8 of 17, and Caleb Love is 2 of 5. He banks in a 3. They go under on a 3. He makes both of those. He's only shooting it at 28%. That's when the run happened. And I think it's just a guy making some plays. I'm fine, actually, with, you know, the one time we talked about Wisconsin, you know, going under on screens. On Caleb Love, you could have gone under, and he did make you pay because he got going. Those three happened, if you remember, off of a Wisconsin turnover. He comes down, he gets the dunk. Next possession, 3-3. Like, it's amazing how when you turn the ball over, it just gets guys going. That's the situation. That's the series there where that got Caleb Love going.
Arizona averages better than 93 points a game, and you can see why with their, as Clark Kellogg would say, spurtability. They have it in abundance.
They do. Now,
we'll take a break. We'll pick up on that in a moment. 48-31, Wisconsin leads Arizona. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you've saved shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Shackmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a Bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
48-31, Arizona leads Wisconsin at the half. We were talking about Arizona's spurt ability, so Brian Butch, you're Wisconsin. How do you try to turn off the faucet on their offense? How do you slow them down?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing right now is the point of attack. And Chuck started that with about the last minute left. Got into the point guard a little bit, Boswell. They continue to do that. It's going to be on the offensive end as far as what you're running. Right now, run good offense. Make Arizona guard. This way, score the basketball a little bit more.
Yep.
They can't get out and get into what they want to get into. So I think that's the biggest thing that I look at. Run your offense the way that you want to, how you've had success. Touch that point, or touch the post, excuse me. And then the point guard play right now, Chucky can change it. Not many people can change it like that. Chucky has the athletic ability to get into Boswell, make him uncomfortable, so that Arizona's offense is starting farther out. That way, you're going to be able to get some turnovers, create some different things so that you can get the ball and go there. But it's got to start on the defense as far as what you're doing, getting stops as well.
All right, 48-31, Arizona leads Wisconsin. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
We continue at halftime in Tucson, 48-31, Arizona leading Wisconsin. But Butch, you're talking about the Big Ten trying to get another signature win. We saw the Badgers do that last Saturday. I think the Virginia game could qualify. If they rally today, they would really qualify. Purdue outscores Alabama 92-86. Big win for Matt Painter's team.
It was. Now, Alabama had 13 threes in that first half. That's why they had the first half lead. Somewhat similar to our game right here, right? Now, can they slow down the three-point line? Can Wisconsin slow down Arizona for three?
Indiana losing big to Auburn, 93-69, about 4 minutes left in that game. Earlier today, Tennessee outscored Illinois, 86-79. Minnesota, a 20-point winner over Florida Gulf Coast. Ohio State and Penn State will be tipping off later today. Rutgers will be taking on Seton Hall in the Garden State Showcase. 48-31, Arizona leads Wisconsin at the half. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Let's get a quick check of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Arizona on fire here in the first half. 18 of 32 overall, 8 of 17 from the arc, 4 of 6 from the foul line. The Badgers 12 of 31 from the field, 3 of 7 from downtown, 4 of 6 from the foul line. Arizona plus 5 of the glass. Both teams with just one offensive rebound. Badgers just 4 assists, 6 turnovers, 15 dimes for Arizona in the first 20 minutes, and 6 turnovers at the half. Caleb Love, Pella Larson, 11 points apiece facing Arizona. A.J. Storr has 8 to lead Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Arizona 48, Wisconsin 31. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Second half about to begin. Arizona 48, Wisconsin 31. We always talk about these games in segments, right? Let's see how this first segment goes for Wisconsin here, Butchie. See if they can't chip away here and get themselves back into the game.
Wisconsin has had answers when Marquette's made a run and Michigan State's made a run. Now, can Wisconsin make a run and get this back and see if Arizona has an answer? I think the answer is yes. There's a run in this team. You look at what they've done and how Arizona got that lead. It was a 20-2 run. It got out of control quickly. Now, what do? Offensively, take your time. Make Arizona guard. Nobody truly wants to guard. Anybody that says they like defense, they're lying to you.
Oh, come on.
Now you got to buy into defense, but nobody likes defense. There's a difference. All right, so see if Arizona wants to guard a little bit. You bail them out, and then defensively, show them you want to guard. Impose your will on them. Be more physical at the point of attack with Chucky. It starts there and trickles down. I think that's the key early on here in this second half. Show them and then see if they can respond.
Chucky and Kamari McGee have told me they've always loved the guard.
That they're lying to you. They're lying to you. If you told them they couldn't shoot the ball at all and all they had to do was play defense, would they play?
Here we go. Badgers will get the first possession of the second half. It'll move from to our right as we broadcast right by the Badger bench. We're underway second half as A.J. Storr will bounce it to Klesman. Is it the crowd right of the circle against Ballo? Now it's Hepburn against Boswell. A foot for Klesman high on the right. Bounce pass to Crow. Single coverage, Umar Ballo. Backing is Crow. Backing, mid post right. Turns baseline up right hand. Off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound Ballo. Here comes Arizona. David to our left. Love against Klesman. Outside left. Love takes it off the wing. Runner right hand. Good. Caleb Love. There was a brief time when they thought he was going to go to Michigan, be a Wolverine, but he's out here in Tucson. And man, make no mistake, he is a gifted player. And it's a 19-point lead for the Wildcats. Here's Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. Chucky turns it out to Crow. Open, but didn't take the shot. Now Storr. Storr drives the lane up, right hand, around it out, tipped in by Crow. Stevie with the follow, 50-33 Arizona, a minute gone by second half.
And a different way of putting pressure at the rim. AJ's able to get there.
The ball is Love, goes inside to Johnson. Johnson inside, pinned to the baseline by Crow. Kick out Love. Right point, takes the three, and it's off the rim and out, no good. Hepburn the rebound. Here comes Chucky up the left sideline of the front court. Hepburn off a screen from Tyler Wall. Now we'll use one from Crow. Hands off to Klesman. Flips the wall, turns it to Storr on the left side. Storr curls around a wall screen. Jumper away, free throw line. Back rim, no good. Pella Larson the rebound. 50-33 Arizona. Minute 40 gone, second half. Colin Boswell off the bounce. Foul line jumper. Front rim no good. Rebound Hepburn for Wisconsin. Hepburn with a long pass. Left sideline. Front court the wall. Bounces to Crow. Left block. Single coverage. Ballo. Jump hook right hand. Good for Steven Crow. And he has six.
And it starts there. Now defensively, pressure and make Arizona uncomfortable.
Johnson throwing to Colin Boswell. 50-35 Arizona. Boswell top of the circle. Feeds Larson. Gives it to Umar Ballo. First pivot. Now starts to back. Right mid post against Crow. Backing. Turns up left hand. Off the rim. No good. Love the offensive rebound. He got fouled by, or no, did he go out of bounds?
Stepped out of bounds.
He did. He did step out of bounds.
Wisconsin,
I thought there was
basketball.
A foul, but it'll be Wisconsin ball.
But you could see there was a great dig by AJ to make Ballo feel uncomfortable.
There's Hepburn throwing to Crow on the right side. A flip for Tyler Wall right of the circle. Wall with a pass for AJ Storr. Gets it to Crow at the top. Crow with a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky left foul line extended. Feeds Storr. Drives baseline on Larson to the rim. Goes up. Knocked away by Ballo. Trying to dunk it, and Ballo turned him back. Boswell throwing to left corner. Three is good for Caleb Love. What a turn of events there.
And it looked like there was a lot of contact down there. No call. Comes down wide open three.
53-35 Arizona. 3 minutes gone, second half. Steven Crow at the top. Going to Tyler Wall. Wall left of the lane. Backing on Johnson. Backing left lane line. One pump, pivot, up right hand, back iron, no. Rebound tip, gathered by Love. Love up the floor, drops it to Boswell, and a wide pass. Nice catch by Pella Larson. Drives baseline on Wall, throws it up, missed, but a foul. And Tyler Wall was trying to draw the charge there, couldn't do it. And then the contact inside, Wall picks up his first foul. Which it seems like they're, like Arizona's almost begging Stevie to take a couple of threes. He really
they sets
his space, but he's just turned him down here so far.
And here's the thing with Stevie, is it's whenever he wants it, it's there because they're giving it to him. And I'm fine if he gives up the first one, but if that's the best shot that you're going to get, hey, at some point you got to do it so that you can create more space. All it's going to take is for him to make one. Now, all of a sudden, the drive that AJ Storr has, or whatever it might be, there's some more space to operate in.
Yeah. First free throw is good for Larson. Kamari McGee in the lineup now, along with Blackwell. Hepburn, Wall, and Crow rounding out the five. 54-35 Arizona, 16:38 to play. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Wall the rebound. Chucky Hepburn, left sideline. Takes a baseline left, goes to Crow, hands it back to Chucky. Hepburn feeds Crow, still working the left wing. Now Hepburn flips the wall, gives it up to McGee. Sends it to Crow, top of the circle. A hand off to Hepburn. Hepburn in the lane, kick out. Blackwell left side. Seven on the shot clock. Blackwell has to retreat. Goes to Wall, four to shoot. Tyler to the line. In the lane, to the rim, up off the glass and rim, no good. Follow the rebound. Another missed shot inside. 4 minutes gone, second half. 19-point lead, Arizona. Here's Caleb Love. A lob intended for Ballo. Gets there, and he gets fouled inside. And this is on Tyler Wall. That'll be his second as we have the under-16 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. 15:55 remaining. Arizona 54, Wisconsin 35. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with snow likely. Lows around 25, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 15:55 to play, 54-35, Arizona leads Wisconsin.
And right now, you talk about how you got back to it. Just this half in the paint, Wisconsin 2 of 7. Now you got to finish through length, and you got to finish through contact.
And they have not been able to do that here today as Umar Ballo goes to the free throw line. Had a double-double in their last game against Colgate, 13 and 10. He's struggled mightily at the free throw line, but at the first attempt here, goes straight through. He's 10 for 25 now this season at the foul line. Transfer from Gonzaga. It was all Pac-12 last year here in Tucson. Second free throw is off the back rim and out. But Johnson with an easy money put back and dunk. I mean, it gets no easier than that. 57-35, Arizona, 15:45 to play. Tamari McGee throwing to Gilmore, left of the circle. Feeds Hepburn off the winter screen. A throw back to Nolan. He'll try three. Yes, sir, from up high.
And that's what you were talking about with Big Steve, having the ability to kind of do that. Yeah. Now there's just some more space. Nolan steps in, knocks it out. Now on that ball screen action, they're going to have to contain him a little bit more.
57-38, Arizona. 15:20 remaining. Love at the top. They throw it to Pella Larson. High on the right. Feeds Johnson. High low. Ballo. Slam dunk. And more easy money for the Wildcats. 59-38 Arizona. About 5 minutes gone by in the second half. Blackwell feeds Chucky Hepburn between the circles. High screen Winter. Hepburn throws it out to Winter. Tries another three. It's off the rim and a whistle inside as Gilmore was sent to the floor. They'll get Umar Ballo for the foul. We'll talk about some lessons being learned by this Wisconsin team today, but the three teams, just gauntlet, you want to say that Wisconsin's gone through, Marquette, Michigan State, Arizona. Arizona, by a mile, is the best of those three. It's not close. It's not close.
Not at all. Like,
and that was, and that is with due respect, Marquette, really good. We think Michigan State will figure it out. But Arizona, by far, the best of the three. Is Kamari McGee trying to inbound it? No one available. Timeout, Wisconsin. And this will be a full timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 14:55 remaining. Arizona 59, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving.
so be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Inside, you'll find wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. Or you can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Happy holidays from all of us at Bumper to Bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 59-38 Arizona with 14:55 remaining. Shanky Hepburn will inbound. Montieus Crevis back in there for the Arizona Wildcats, a 7-2 freshman. Hepburn, Winter, Klesmet, Gilmore, and Blackwell out there for the Badgers. Inbound pass, Winter throws to Blackwell. Seats Klesmet, right corner. Close out by Pella Larson. Max will retreat on the right sideline above the three-point line. Goes to Winter, feeds Gilmore. Now it's Hepburn at the top. Around the Winter screen, three in the air for Chucky. It's good. First three for Chucky. And it's 59-41, Arizona. Kylan Boswell throwing to Crevis. A flip for Larson. Pearson hit three threes in the first half. Johnson will try a three left side. Left it short. Rebound to Wisconsin. And Blackwell bodies on the floor. Winter and Crevis.
Crevis went right over Winter, man. Like, right over. And when you look at Winter, as big as he is, to go over him, he went right over him.
The foul on Crevis is his third. 14:20 remaining, 59-41 Arizona. The Wildcats have led by as many as 22. That was only a couple of minutes ago. Here's Blackwell. A toss for Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn against Boswell. It's at the Winter. Turns it to Gilmore outside left. Gilmore, a throw to Winter. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky tries another three. Not this time. Rebound Crevis, and he got fouled by Gilmore. Carter giving up a lot of size there at 6'7 against the 7'2 Crevis, and the foul on Gilmore is his second.
It didn't mind that possession though by Wisconsin. Chucky had just knocked the three down. It came off of a little get action where Chucky came back, had a good look at it.
Here comes Kylan Boswell from Arizona. 8 points so far for him today. Now Love, who has 16. A toss for Boswell. Shot fake from three. Dribbles off the wing. Pivots. Knocked away by Hepburn. And it's out of bounds to Arizona. There's Chucky with those active hands.
You know, Chucky's trying to will this team along with him. Right? We need some more to play with that energy. The same energy that Chucky's playing with. The rest of the group needs to keep bringing.
Inbounds pass to Boswell. Near the midcourt logo. Crevis the high screen. Boswell on the dribble. Steps back. Lets it fly and hits it. Alan Boswell with 10, 61-41 Arizona with 13:33 remaining. Carter Gilmore with a flip for Klesmet. Now Winter hands off to Hepburn. Chuck it to the free throw line. A pass for Gilmore. Sends the Blackwell baseline left. The drive up and in. Good take by John Blackwell. He has 8, 61-43, the Wildcats. Rashad Johnson puts it on the floor against Carter Gilmore, drives the right lane line to the rim and lays it in. Johnson, who had 14 for San Diego State in the national championship game last April, has 8 so far today. Here's Blackwell around a Gilmore screen, low on the left, and the shot gobbled up by Crevis. Blackwell gets it back, low on the right, up, no, Gilmore follows, yes. Persistence from Carter Gilmore, Badgers back with it, 18. 63-45, Arizona. And Johnson lets it fly, and he hits a three. 66-45, Arizona. Up to the right side, drives baseline. He got fouled by Boswell. That'll be his second. And team foul number three. 66-45, Arizona. 12:27 remaining.
And Boswell knew the foul was coming too. He had the instant pullback of the hands, which is the telltale sign. Are you going to give me or not?
Marcus Ilver on the floor for Wisconsin now. Hepburn, baseline right, inbounds to Winter. Winter on the right wing is off to A.J. Storr. Storr against Larson. A shot fake, feeds Blackwell, drives baseline on Crevis. Whips it out to Ilver, tries a three, left corner. Back rim no good. Boswell the rebound. And here come the Wildcats. Lead feed, Larson drives to the cup, layup good. Fouled by Winter.
And Matt, right there, it's just a situation of being young, youth. You sprint back. You're the first big back. You sprint back. The ball's coming at you. You got to go vertical. You got to go with your chest first. Nolan turns the shoulders. As soon as those shoulders turn, now all of a sudden Larson drives in. Give him the at-one opportunity.
Larson with 14 points in the game. Johnson is out. K.J. Lewis is back in. 68-45, Arizona with 12:09 remaining. Larson with the free throw, and he left that short. Rebound fought for, tip from Ilver to Blackwell. Blackwell right sideline to the front court against Kyle Boswell. He's off to Marcus Ilver between the circles. A hand off to Hepburn. Near half court, high screen Crow. Chucky, little hesitation dribble out to Stevie. Again, turned down the three. Revis was starting to close on him. Blackwell, left side, 8 to shoot. Blackwell in the lane, kick out. Ilver tries a three, right corner, good. Marcus Ilver for three, 68-48, Arizona. 11:35 remaining here in Tucson. Boswell at the top. Throwing to Lewis, he'll try a three, left corner. Back rim, no. Blackwell the rebound, one and out for the Wildcats. Blackwell glides up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Working baseline on Bradley underneath, and he gets fouled by Bradley. Well, that's a good work by Blackwell. He got the sophomore Bradley to commit the foul, and we have a timeout here in Tucson. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 11:17 to play, Arizona 68, Wisconsin 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards. Prices good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11 minutes, 17 seconds remaining. Number one team in the country playing every bit the role. Arizona 68, Wisconsin 48.
You have to like what John Blackwell's done. Leads the team with rebounds right now, six total rebounds. I thought he's brought good energy. I thought Chucky's brought good energy as they try to, you know, work their way through this. Just on the defensive end right now, we're not used to seeing this. I mean, Arizona's shooting at 57% from the floor. Again, I'm not a math major, but I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Our analytics team has told us that.
Analytics team again, exactly.
Well, they're a 50-50 team coming into the game. I mean, they've been good throughout. Blackwell, the free throw, good with the first.
I mean, there's a reason they're number one in the country.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're pretty
legit.
Good, right? Like,
yeah, a lot of times these AP, a lot of times the AP poll, I just kind of roll my eyes, like, yeah, whatever. This is legit. Second free throw, too long, no good. Rebound, Umar Balo for Arizona. 68-49, the Wildcats. Balo at the top. He'll throw it left side to Pella Larson. He's been a big factor today in the lane. Push it up right hand. No good. Whistle and a foul is called as Larson set to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, you talk about he's been a big factor. He hasn't missed from the floor yet.
Uh-huh.
Missed two free throws. That's it.
4-4 from the field. Three of those four from the three-point line. Marcus Silver called for the foul, by the way. Larson came into the game 28 of 30 from the foul line. And another miss for him. So he's missed three free throws today. He had missed two through the first seven games of the season. Lead, Arizona. Second free throw is good, making a 20-point lead again for the Wildcats with 11:03 remaining. And Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. And to A.J. Storr, a toss for Blackwell. Between the arcs, which to Hepburn high on the left. Hepburn against KJ Lewis, high screen Crowell. Chucky in the paint, shovels it into Crowell, and he can't handle the pass, and it's a turnover for Wisconsin. And here's KJ Lewis, left sideline, feeds Bradley, left of the circle. A hand off to Boswell. Boswell whips it to Larson, drives off the right wing to the cup, but the layup is good. 71-49, Arizona with 10:25 remaining. Tyler Wall will be checking back in a moment for Wisconsin. Now hands off to Hepburn. Here's Chucky, kicks to Ilver. Let's fly another three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jaden Bradley for Arizona. Sends it ahead to Boswell, up the floor. Hits the brakes, takes the three. Why not? Back iron, no good. Rebound, Hepburn. And here comes Chucky to the front court. Against Bradley, takes him off the wing. Hepburn in the paint, low on the left. High arching shot, no, tipped in by Ilver. Marcus Ilver with five. And it's 71-51 Arizona, 9:50 remaining. Pella Larson out high. He'll throw it to Boswell off the Balo screen. Boswell turned it down. Now darts a pass to Lewis, low on the right, slam dunk. That's why he turned down the shot.
Well, and it was, and you're seeing just some breakdowns from Wisconsin here.
Here's Storr the other way off the wing and laid it in. Lewis tried to draw the charge, no sale.
That's not a breakdown. And just get an easy bucket. Okay, now defensively, get back to your principles.
73-53 Arizona. Boswell, left elbow, finds Lewis, glides, reverse layup is good. What an athletic move. KJ Lewis going left to right. 75-53 Arizona with 9 minutes remaining. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky leaves it for Crowell. Takes the three right of the circle. Thank you. Steven Crowell hits the three. 75-56 Arizona with 8:48 to play. Stevie hit four of those on Tuesday night against Michigan State. Larson a lob inside Balo. Slam dunk again. A dunk drill here for Arizona, among other things. 77-56, the Wildcats. 8.5 minutes to play.
Hepburn, high screen, Ilver. Chucky leaves it for Crow. Crow, right of a circle. He's off to Ilver. Ilver, left of the wheel. Now it's Storr. Feeds Marcus. Baseline left. Knocked away by Ballo, and it went off of Ilver's leg and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. Winter, Klesman, and Wall will come in. Crow, Ilver, and Chucky Hepburn will sit down. 8:13 to play, 77-56 Arizona. And up the floor comes Jaden Bradley for the Wildcats. Bradley leaves it for Pella Larson. Larson off the right wing, darts a pass cross court. Caleb Love darts off the wing in the lane, scoops it up right hand, good. Caleb Love having himself a day. He has 18, 79-56 Arizona. 7:52 remaining here in Tucson. John Blackwell turns the corner. He's up for Nolan Winter. Inside the Wall, low on the right, takes a left on the reverse for two. 79-58 the Wildcats.
Good interior passing, big to big there.
Jaden Bradley loops it into Ballo. Ballo doubled by Winter and Wall. And it's knocked free and out of bounds to belong to Arizona as we'll have a timeout at the under 8 minute mark. Here at the McHale Center, 7 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Arizona 79, Wisconsin 58. Back in a moment, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
They average 21 assists. That means they share the ball. Others get involved. However, there have been more defensive breakdowns in this game than we've seen over the six-game win streak. Like, it's just the reality of where it is. There's been a lot of those. And, you know, again, you have games like this. How do you adjust? Positive I take away is you can tell they're frustrated. You can tell this is bothering them.
Yep, here's Pella Larson on the right side. Nolan Winter picked him up. Larson gives off to K.J. Lewis. Lost the handle, trying to get it back. Pried away by Storr. Bradley is there with five to shoot. Jaden Bradley left of the lane. Mid-range jumper, no good. Off the right side iron. Wall tips the ball into the hands of John Blackwell. 7:05 to play, 79-58 Arizona. Max Klesman off the winter screen. Beats Tyler Wall on the attack. Right lane line. Pushed it up. Too hard. No good. And the rebound comes down to Arizona. Badgers now 11-20 inside. Lewis inside. Trying for another high flying highlight. But he is fouled by Max Klesman. 11-20 now, Butchie. The Badgers are inside.
We've said that a lot. Yep. When you miss layups, bad things happen. Bad things happen. And now you're not allowing your defense to get set. They get it. They run down. Now all of a sudden you're trailing that action. You gotta finish it.
KJ Lewis with 5 points in this game, one of two at the free throw line. He shoots two and he is good for the first. The only thing Arizona hasn't done really well is shoot free throws. It's 8 of 14 today, but they're up 80-58 with 6:52 remaining. Second free throw for Lewis is good. 81-58, the Wildcats, 6:50 to play. Max Klesman on the dribble to the front court. His Love was trying to bother him. Now Nolan Winter. He's with Larson. Winter leads it for Blackwell. Blackwell against Lewis off the wing. John inside and pushed it up in traffic. No good. And the rebound to Balo. 11-21 now. Here comes Larson off the wing. Reverse layup try. No good. But he was hacked by Nolan Winter, and more free throws coming up.
And this is a great teaching point for Nolan. Now, it's two fouls he's had in this game where guards come at him. When he goes vertical, he can't turn his shoulders, man. Like, both of those fouls, he's turned that shoulder. It's going to be a foul every time.
Every time.
So, again, I know the 81-58, but there are still moments that you take away and you learn from. And Nolan Winter's getting some very valuable minutes because there will be a Big Ten play that comes in that he's in that situation, and he goes vertical, and he doesn't get the foul.
Yep.
They miss the layup. Wisconsin gets it, they're going to be out running. All right, so you just got to find those positives in games like this that just got away from it. Again, it got away in the first half with a 20-2 run.
Yep.
The second half, they've, played with them.
Yeah, the score is the score. But just sticking to your own principles, what you have to do well. Second free throw is good for Larson. That's really the objective here in the remaining 6.5 minutes. 82-58 Arizona. Stephen Crowell with a basketball right now. Connor Esiji has checked back in. Crowell high on the right as Balo is harassing him well beyond the three-point line now. Here's a lob. Klesman to Crowell. Slam dunk. Well, got Balo outside, so Stevie went inside.
It's one of the first times we see Wisconsin use the aggressiveness of Arizona against them.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it.
82-60 Arizona. Illegal screen here on the Wildcats. They'll get Balo, and that'll be his second foul. 6:02 to play.
To start this broadcast out, I said that Arizona's guards are a lot like Marquette. Against Marquette, Wisconsin used Marquette's aggressiveness against them. Back doors, different things. That was the first time in the game that I can remember, Matt, where Wisconsin actually got some pressure at the rim.
It did.
Because it was against their own, Arizona's aggressive nature. Okay, you want to do that, we're going to do this.
Hepburn checks back in for Max Klesman. Keyshawn Johnson in again for the Wildcats. 6 minutes to play, 82-60 Arizona. Hepburn gives it to Storr. A.J. on the left-hand dribble, left of the circle. A toss for Hepburn on the left wing. Hepburn goes into Crowell. Single coverage, Umar Balo. Crowell out to Chucky. Chucky kicks it to Storr. A.J. leans in. 13-footer in the paint. No good. Trying to follow his own miss. Is able to do so. Knocked away Balo out of bounds. And it'll belong to Wisconsin. 19 to shoot. 5:40 to play. 82-60 Arizona. Hepburn, baseline right, into Crowell, hands it back to Chucky, right corner, tries a three, off the rim, rebound Johnson for Arizona. Outlet to Kylan Boswell, sends it ahead to Pella Larson, he'll hoist up a three, why not? That's his fourth triple of the day, 85-60 Arizona, 5:22 remaining. And a foul as Caleb Love trying to tag Connor Esiji. Love guilty of his second foul. And that's team foul number 6 on Arizona. And next up for Arizona in 1 week, they'll take on Purdue, followed by Alabama and Florida Atlantic. Here's Connor Esiji. Gets it to Stephen Crowell, hands it down for Wall at the top. Wall with a handoff to Hepburn, 18-footer straight on, in good.
Hepburn with 7, 85-62 Arizona with 5 minutes to play. Chucky 7 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Love again goes in high with the lob to Johnson. That's broken up by Storr and out of bounds to Arizona.
Talk about a difference of weeks as well. I think that's playing out a little bit here. Arizona hasn't played anybody except Colgate 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've had Marquette and Michigan State. It just you can feel it a little bit.
I think that's a good point. Here's Caleb Love off the wing. A lob to Ballo. Slam dunk again. Over and over. 87-62 Arizona. 4.5 minutes remaining. Hepburn right of the lane. Turns it out the wall, rotates to Storr. A.J. off the left wing, gliding, goes up, knocked away, and it's Caleb Love coming down with it. Wall trying to knock it away. Love stays with it. He's into the paint, and a whistle, and a foul is called. Here's Caleb Love will be going to the free throw line. 4:18 remaining, 87-62, Arizona.
And just to kind of get back to that point, Matt, a little bit, like they're college kids. They're trying to get up for Marquette, get up for me, and not one more. And you got Arizona just kind of sitting there practicing, fixing all the little things that they saw, and they've been fixed. I mean, offensively, this is one of the better games that I've seen Arizona play. And we've watched the majority of their games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting what they want. A lot of it is the pace, the situation that they're playing for. Obviously, Wisconsin has been great on the defensive end, but I think a lot of it does have to go with kind of the schedule of this, too.
Yeah, and certainly Wisconsin got the attention of Arizona with the way the Badgers have been playing as Caleb Love hits both free throws. Bella Larson sitting down, by the way. Big day for him. 21 points for him this afternoon. 89-62, Arizona. Here's Hepburn right of the lane. Throwing to A.J. Storr with a shot fake. A.J. drives the lane up right hand. Short, no good. Rebound Johnson. 89-62 Arizona. Love a pull-up three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Johnson trying to send it in hard, but it missed it as it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we have our final media timeout here of the game. 3:54 to play. Arizona 89, Wisconsin 62. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Well, John Blackwell, but he continues to impress. 9 points and a team-leading 7 rebounds here today.
You said it right there, team-leading. This Arizona team, offensive rebounding-wise, one of the best in the country. They've only given up 4. John Blackwell has 6 defense rebounds from that guard position. They needed to rebound his 5. They did that. Defensively, there was enough breakdowns, but that's kind of where that run came for Arizona.
Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:48 remaining, 89-62 Arizona. Here's Hepburn pull up Right foul line extended jumper, no good. Montiel Cuevas, the rebound for the Wildcats. Now Jaden Bradley, the former Alabama Crimson Tide guard, tries to shovel it inside. Goes off the foot of the Badger and out of bounds. And now Filip Borovičanin from Serbia will come in. And Moroskis coming in as well. Seven nations not named the United States of America are represented on this Arizona roster. Bradley inbounds to Borovičanin against Max Klesmit, left corner. A feed to Cuevas. Cuevas against Hepburn, and a 7-2 Cuevas against Chucky Hepburn. That was about all Chucky could do, reaching in, trying to get a steal. He's called for the foul.
And I think that possession kind of explains where this Wisconsin defense has been this afternoon. You end up having a miscommunication. Now it's a scramble situation. Then you had a mismatch. Chucky fouls. Arizona's at the free throw.
And it's Cuevas, a 75% free throw shooter. His first attempts here today. It's actually a 1-1, and he will not earn the bonus. Borovičanin trying to secure it. He got fouled by Tyler Wall.